There's no such thing as a bad economy. So for me, I can see the good and I can see the bad. I don't really give a damn because I'm going to be rich anyway. But a poor person with a poor personal economy, all they're going to see is a bad economy because they don't know how to make money in any economy. The most obsolete idea is go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, get out of debt, and invest for the long term in the stock market. See, why would you save money when they're printing trillions of dollars? You see, it's not just money. You have to step back and look at the bigger picture. Entrepreneur is a mindset first, a skill set, and rules. And depending upon whether you're an employee or a small business, The rules are different. The mindsets are different. The skill sets are different. Debt and taxes make the rich richer. Debt and taxes make the poor middle class poor. Banks don't want your money because they printed too much of it. And that's why there's this bubbles in stocks and bubbles in real estate and all this. People are dumping the cash. You should learn how to get into debt, how to use debt to get rich. And they'll never teach you about taxes. The reason the 1% is way up here and the 99% are going this way is because when you print money, two things happen, inflation and taxes. It crushes it. When you don't have this paycheck, you get hungrier, smarter, and it's a test of your character. Will you become a crook? Will you become dishonest? Will you cheat and steal? Or will you become a better human being?
The best teachers are not in colleges. The best teachers are on YouTube. I got this iPhone. If you can't make money with that, hang it up. If you're looking in the mirror right now and you see a loser, that's what you are. I learned about money playing Monopoly. I learned more about life playing Monopoly than I did in 4 years of college. You look at Cuomo and all those guys, they were born rich kids from their father.
Right.
Now, Trump could have taken that path too. He was born a rich kid. So it's not, I think it's, you're either an entrepreneur or you're not. So what happens to entrepreneurs who go out and they get their handed to them and they survive? If you survive, you see the world differently. And so that's what happened to you when you get injured and all this.
Yeah.
You see a different world. Whereas peacetime, who's climbing the corporate ladder right now, they just lost their job. They're sucking their thumb. The Rich Dad Poor Dad is the story of my rich dad who had no education, but he grew up in business for real. You know, he took over the family business at 13. So he kind of grew up in the real world of money, where my rich dad was a PhD, poor, helpless, desperate, went to Stanford, North University, and Northwestern, you know, very smart guy, good guy and all this. But as you know, teachers don't know. They teach stuff they don't know nothing about.
Right. Well, some of them are forced. They're forced to teach that, right? Some of them try to educate in other ways and inspire.
Don't defend them. I don't like them. Anyway, you know what happens? When do I get in the most trouble? Is when I criticize going to school. Because to many people, it's their only hope in salvation.
Yeah.
So if I say, well, I don't think school teaches you much, I may as well piss on the Pope. You know, they said,
I know.
Religion. If you don't go to school, and then I tell them, well, you know, Steve Jobs dropped out. He did pretty good.
Yep.
It's dropped out. Dell dropped out.
Zuckerberg
dropped out. Henry Ford. Walt Disney, they didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
If you're an entrepreneur right now, the world's open to you. If you're an employee, your world's dead to you. An entrepreneur can create their own success.
So it's one of the most important messages I have for entrepreneurs is that you should have gold and you should have silver and real estate.
Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his goal in life is to showcase to people how important financial education is and offers a variety of resources to share his findings on how normal people like you and me can get rich. In this video, we will cover four extremely important lessons that Robert learned to get rich.
Failure should inspire you to get smarter. And unfortunately, our school system says if you fail, you're stupid. That is not true. You know, we learn from our mistakes. Mistakes are opportunities to get smarter, be humble, and take a look at something.
And that's the problem with most people today as they leave school. Most of them haven't really learned much because I don't remember my third year of calculus. I have no idea what I learned there, but I did learn that I failed. And when I failed, I was going to be, this is in the 60s, I was going to get sent straight to Vietnam. So failure was a very painful subject. I also failed English twice in high school, and today I'm known as a writer. But so failure is the key to success, except in school.
Lesson one, failure doesn't mean you're failing. One thing that is often misunderstood about failure is that it is the end all be all of any situation. Whether it be a failed business, failed project, or a failed venture, many entrepreneurs believe that this means this is the end. In fact, what we may not realize about failure is that it is merely showcasing to you what didn't work and is providing a lesson to you that you can take with you on future ventures. Failure doesn't mean you're failing. It simply means you have found one of the ways that doesn't work and can move on to the next.
So you have to understand tax. You see, this is all over the world, very little difference. These guys pay 40% of their money in taxes. So they make $1,000, they're going to spend $400 in taxes. These guys that make $1,000, they're going to pay 60% in tax. So our schools are teaching entrepreneurship, but they're not teaching them tax. Okay? And because they're focusing on income. Over here, it's 20% in tax. So they make $1,000, only $200 goes to tax. And these guys, 0%. So the reason financial education isn't working in our school systems is they're teaching financial education for these people and these people, but to really become rich, you have to focus on this side here. And that's the difference between a rich dad and the financial and what they're teaching in school right now. I'd rather be on this side. This side is a lot harder, but in the long run, it's more fun for me. On this side here, it's harder, but you're paying tax constantly. So these guys here are saying tax to rich. Well, these guys don't pay taxes. And as strange as that may seem, and I'm talking about legal, this is all over the world. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I wrote about Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's. And he was teaching at the University of Texas, the MBA program. And Ray asked, and most of the MBAs are going to come out here. So Ray Kroc asked him, he says, what business is McDonald's in? And everybody yelled and said, no, we know, you're in hamburgers. And Ray says, no, we're not, I'm not, McDonald's is not hamburgers. McDonald's is in the business of real estate over here. So what, you have McDonald's here, and the money McDonald's makes buys the real estate. And that is my formula. This is Rich Dad, I own real estate. I don't hang out here. I'm glad you guys are here, right? And we do our best to make sure you're educated and you have your own businesses and things like this here. But really the formula I follow personally is McDonald's. We have education company that buys real estate, which means we make a lot of money, pay zero taxes, legally.
Lesson two, taxes aren't as complicated as you think. Let's be honest here. No one likes paying their taxes, and many people get frustrated on why certain companies and people who are enjoying the rich life don't pay taxes. It's simply because there are many different loopholes that they are privy to that many common folk are not. In his story about his rich dad, Robert often speaks about how his rich dad provided some excellent advice when it comes to taxes. Do some research, and you'll find that there may be ways that you can also benefit from these loopholes.
In school, they compensate for risk by telling you to memorize the right answer. So in other words, these kids leave, young people like you, leave school thinking, oh, if I know the right answers, then there's no risk. And it drives old guys like me crazy. Because everybody's talking about millennials. What's wrong with them? You know, millennials are the most highly educated generation in history. They have the cell phone. They didn't get educated in school. They got educated on social media, on the yeah. cell phones. They know all the answers, but they're afraid of doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest complaint about my generation is millennials know all the answers, but they can't do anything. And the reason they can't do anything is because you might hurt somebody's feelings, you might make a mistake. You know, and that just keeps you guys just trapped in this little box here.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I think millennial money is such an important point here. Because if you're going to come into my world, old guy's world, or the information age, you've really got to understand what is risky and what is not risky. And in my world, if you play it safe, that makes you stupid. Because if you don't take risks, you don't get smarter. Number one schools do is they punish you for making mistakes. Are people punished for making mistakes here?
No, it's encouraged. We want you to.
And then as long as you learn from them.
Yep, fail hard, fail fast, learn and move on.
What happens if you made a mistake and you didn't tell everybody?
If I don't tell anybody, well then that doesn't let the team grow from my own mistake.
Now what happens if you cover it up?
Then I'm punished if I cover it up.
Yeah, you probably get fired for that.
Yeah.
You see, the worst thing that happens in an organization like this is when you make a mistake, you cover it up. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing. Yeah. But that's what they teach you in school. Poverty hurts. I mean, I don't like it. And I don't like that our academic system is so corrupt. So it's one of the most important messages I have for entrepreneurs is that failure should inspire you to get smarter. Don't let failure ever stop you. You know, use your brain, use your creativity. And unfortunately, our school system says if you fail, you're stupid. That is not true. So the lesson to young people is don't take a job for the money. Take a job for what you're learning. In school, they compensate for risk by telling you to memorize the right answer. So in other words, these kids leave, the young people like you, leave school thinking, oh, if I know the right answers, then there's no risk. And it drives old guys like me crazy. You know, we learn from our mistakes. Mistakes are opportunities to get smarter, be humble, and take a look at something. You know, millennials are the most highly educated. They know all the answers, but they're afraid of doing anything.
Robert Kiyosaki is a renowned author, investor, and entrepreneur who became famous for his best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In the book, Kiyosaki talks about his own experiences growing up with two dads. His real dad, a highly educated college professor. The other, his best friend's dad, a self-made millionaire and entrepreneur. Robert noticed that despite his father's hard work and dedication to his job, he struggled financially and was not able to provide the kind of life he wanted for his family. On the other hand, Rich Dad, who never finished college, was able to build a successful business and accumulate significant wealth. Success doesn't come easily, especially when the education system fails to teach the fundamentals of business and money. However, you have two choices. Use that as an excuse and remain uneducated, or rewire your brain, be open to new information, and learn how to be successful.
You know, the most important thing is change the neural pathways in your brain. And the brain is driven by your heart. And when I meet somebody with an employee's brain, they say, I want job security. I want a good pension. Does that have medical benefits? That's their brain. I can't help them. They got to rewire the brain. Yeah, because the economy takes place between this year and this year. That's where the economy takes place. And in your heart and in your guts. I started playing Monopoly. I was 9 years old. You know, everybody's played Monopoly. Except I play it in real life. You know, 4 greenhouses, 1 red hotel, tax-free. And if you're really going to learn to be rich, you have to learn how to sell, how to use debt, and how not to pay taxes. That's the game.
Kiyosaki realized that there's a gap between the rich and the poor, and that traditional education and employment do not necessarily lead to financial freedom. What does the school system teach about money? Nothing. Our current education system is outdated and fails to focus on topics that would prove much more beneficial to students. While finances and taxes may not be as entertaining as chemistry or biology, having such knowledge would better serve most students as they move into adulthood.
Today in the world, America especially, is this gap between the rich and everybody else. And I know the game of the rich. You know, my rich dad taught me, you know it because you're the banker. The game the bankers and the rich play is different than what they teach you in school. And that's the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, my poor dad, PhD, stands for poor, helpless, and desperate. They don't know anything about money. And they're teaching our kids. And my rich dad was an entrepreneur who never finished school.
Tip 1, rewire your brain. We often think that we cannot adjust or change the way our brains work, but on the contrary, with a simple change of mindset, it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
I want a good pension. Does that have medical benefits? That's their brain. It's them. I can't help them. They got to rewire the brain. Yeah. Because the economy takes place between this year and this year. That's where the economy takes place. And in your heart and in your guts.
Tip two, use debt to get ahead. Now, this sounds completely counterproductive. How can debt help you get ahead? As Robert puts it, you have to have the right kind of debt that works in your favor versus one that is essentially just a bill.
There's good debt and bad debt. Again, it goes back to the financial statement, income, expense, asset, liability. So debt falls in here. So let's say I'm going to buy, everybody says I'm going to buy a house. Everybody says my house is an asset. That's not true. Your house is a liability. I don't care if you have no debt on it or not. A house is a liability. Same as if you have a car. Car is a liability. And the reason for that is, as we talked about earlier, the six words that are basics of financial education, financial intelligence. Income, expense, asset, liability. And the two other words are cash flow. So when you look at the average person, they have a job. Money comes in here. They pay for their house. And the money goes to a bank through a mortgage. So it's not an asset because the cash is flowing out. So it's a liability. So the definition of liability, does it take money from your pocket? And for an asset, does it put money in your pocket? So when I have a rental property here, it puts money in my pocket. So if I live in the house, it's a liability, because even if I have no debt on it, I still have taxes, depreciation, repairs, and upkeep, insurance, and all this. When I rent a property, I've done a good job buying it and structuring it. Every month, it sends me money. So I started off when I was 25, I had a little one bedroom condo, and it put $25 in my pocket. It was a start. So this was good debt. You see, the debt also went out and paid, but it also put $25 in my pocket. So net net, I was making money from my little house. So today, my wife and I own 6,500 of them. And every month, 6,500 houses put money in my pocket. My people who live in them love me and all this because they have a place to live. But all of this comes from debt.
Tip three, find mentors. One of the most commonly talked about tips, but one of the most important ones out there. Having a mentor that can lead you through tough times, help you understand your field, and guide you to become the best you can be is an essential part of becoming successful.
My Sunday school teacher was a young, pretty woman, and she said, I'm like 9. And she goes, why were the three wise men wise? I go, because they were rich. They gave the swaddling Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they had to be rich guys, I said.
And they know commodities as well.
Yeah, good idea. And she goes, no, that's not it. So, well, they had gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, that's not it. So why were they wise? And I went, I don't know. She says, what made them wise was they always sought the best teacher. And she says, if you're going to be successful in your life, you've got to find the best teachers.
Tip four, don't work for money. This one sounds completely out of place in a video talking about how to become rich and successful. You can't be rich without money, right? Well, actually, the reason you're not financially successful could be because you are too focused on money.
But when I make $1 million, I keep $1 million. And the reason is because I don't make it by working for money. See, if you work for money, you're taxed. So that's why lesson number one in Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the rich don't work for money. What we do instead is we create businesses as entrepreneurs. We acquire real estate. I don't invest in the stock market. So the reason is because as entrepreneurs, I have more control over my income, how much I make, and how much I pay in taxes. And because I'm an entrepreneur as well as an investor in real estate, I pay zero tax. So every time I make, let's say, $1 million as an entrepreneur, I immediately invested in real estate. I have a 4-to-1 step up. So I put $1 million in real estate. I got $4 million from the bank. That's why I love banks. But the banks are screwing everybody else. You know, terrible. But it's good for me. The most obsolete idea is go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, get out of debt, and invest for the long term in the stock market. See, why would you save money when they're printing trillions of dollars? The gap between the 1% and 99% is massive. You see, it's not just money. You have to step back and look at the bigger picture.
So what do you do?
In every one of us is a poor person. There's still a poor person inside me. There's also a middle class person, and the middle class person wants security. They want that steady paycheck. And there's a rich person. And they're all inside of us, except that it's not taught. You're taught to go to school, get a job, and get a paycheck. You're not taught to how to get rich. If you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, my rich dad refused to pay me. He said the paycheck was one of the most damaging things you could take in your life. He says the moment you take a paycheck, you're an employee, and that's the mindset. So my rich dad never paid me. It drove my poor dad, you know, government employee, nuts. You gotta pay people. And Rich Dad was not saying that the paycheck was bad. He says he didn't want to be a slave to money. So as an entrepreneur, you know, if Rich Dad folded, I just start another company. I don't need a paycheck. I don't need anybody to take care of me. If my government doesn't like me, I move to another country because they need entrepreneurs there. Mm-hmm. So the entrepreneur is not so much the business. The entrepreneur is really the mindset and the skill sets and the different set of rules. You see, I don't operate, small business does not operate in the same rules as big business. Entrepreneur is a mindset first, a skill set, and rules. And depending upon whether you're an employee or a small business, mm-hmm. the rules are different. The mindsets are different. The skill sets are different.
If you could say one thing to somebody who's never been an entrepreneur and they're thinking about making the leap of faith into becoming an entrepreneur, what could you tell them?
Well, I'll just tell them the same thing that happened to me. You know, my last paycheck, I still remember it clearly. It was one of the worst and the best days of my life. And I was in Puerto Rico. I was working for Xerox. And my boss gave me my last, it wasn't a paycheck, it was a bonus check. I think it was about $30,000 taxable. That's the only problem with that. So I got this check and I went, holy mackerel. You know what I mean? So I was excited. But I was also disturbed. And so this other guy comes up to me, his name was John. And John says to me, he says, you're gonna be back. I said, why? He says, because you're gonna fail. I looked at him and said, look, few expletive words, because that's what he did. He left Xerox, failed, and he came back. And I said, look, you failed and came back, but I'm gonna fail and I'm never coming back. And that's the attitude. Do you know what I mean? If you say, well, if I fail, I'll go back to mommy and daddy, then that's what you'll do. So if you fail, that's when I became an entrepreneur because I had no money. I had no money for years. You know, I didn't have a paycheck. But that's what my rich dad encouraged me to do. He says, when you don't have this paycheck, you get hungrier, smarter, and it's a test of your character. Will you become a crook? Will you become dishonest? Will you cheat and steal? Or will you become a better human being?